IRD for you. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for you is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the Government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4 or 5pm to find out more. IRD for you, making you a priority.
Good day. I am here with Destiny Ritchie, Taxpayer Services Officer from the Inland Revenue Department.
Good day. Thank you for having me, Misha.
Today's program is aimed at providing guidance for businesses in the short-term accommodation sector as it relates to goods and services tax, GST, in Anguilla. Can you please tell us some more about today's topic?
Certainly. We can start by discussing what is meant by short-term accommodation. For the purpose of GST, short-term accommodation is the provision of furnished sleeping accommodation in such places including a hotel, resort, villa, a guest house, lodging house, apartment, bed and breakfast, or room or similar establishment where accommodation is provided for stays of 182 days or less. As previously explained, accommodation tax will be replaced by GST effective the 1st of July 2022.
Yes, I recall. So how will the transition from accommodation tax to GST work?
Basically, suppliers of short-term accommodation will be required to register for GST regardless of their annual turnover. There is no registration threshold for suppliers of short-term accommodation. Therefore, as long as a person is in the business of providing accommodation services to tourists or people staying in Anguilla for less than 6 months, are 182 days or less, that person must register for GST. Therefore, in simple terms, prior to the 1st of July 2022, these establishments will charge and collect accommodation tax at a rate of 12%. Then from the 1st of July 2022 and onward, they will charge and collect GST at a rate of 13%. In this way, businesses in this sector will continue to act as a collection agent for the government because they will charge and collect GST from tourists and patrons of their establishment and remit these taxes collected to the government on a monthly basis. GST also allows businesses in this sector to recover GST paid on inputs to their business such as linens, furnishings, and construction of new commercial properties.
You explained the GST treatment for the supply of accommodation for less than 182 days. What if a visitor stays for 183 days or longer?
A supply of accommodation for a continuous period of 183 days or more is considered long-term and is exempt under the GST Act. Therefore, suppliers of long-term accommodation will not charge GST or recover any GST paid on purchases or inputs in relation to this supply.
I have another question. So what if I supply other goods and services with the accommodation, like in the case of a resort or hotel establishment?
In addition to accommodation, use of sporting facilities such as gym, tennis courts, art golf course, spa services, tours of the island, food and beverages, and rental of function and business facilities. These goods and services are subject to GST at the standard rate of 13%. However, it is important to note that the service charge is not subject to GST.
How does GST apply if I supply an all-inclusive package?
If you supply an all-inclusive package, the entire package is subject to GST at a standard rate of 13%.
I know for accommodation tax, short-term accommodation providers account for tax when a guest stays at the establishment and they would submit the remittance form or file their return within 20 days of the end of the month when that guest stayed. How does this work for GST?
Thanks for this question. What you just described is referred to as the tax point or time of supply. This is the date a sale or purchase is considered to take place. For GST, the time of supply is the earliest of the date when a payment is received, an invoice is raised, goods are delivered, are made available to the recipient, or performance of services is completed. It is important to establish the time of supply, as this will determine when you account for GST on sales and when you claim deductions. If you receive a deposit for a booking, you do not account for GST on the deposit until the customer pays in full. If the customer cancels the booking and part a full deposit is forfeited, the forfeited amount is subject to GST and the time of supply is the date the booking is cancelled. The due date for filing of returns and remitting taxes to IRD remains the same, within 20 days of the end of the month.
Earlier, you said that all providers of short-term accommodation will have to register for GST, regardless of whether they meet the registration threshold. Also, as a registered business, they will be able to claim or recover GST paid on inputs to their business. What exactly are they allowed to claim as input tax?
That's a very good question. For clarity, I'll start with the definition of input tax. Input tax is GST paid on business purchases used in making taxable sales supplies, including goods and services purchased in Anguilla and goods and services imported. As a GST registered business, you can claim input tax on purchases including utilities used in making your taxable supplies or in the course of business. For example, furniture, linen, office supplies, and electricity. However, you cannot claim input tax on goods and services that are not used in the course of business or purchases that relate to exempt supplies. Note also that input tax can only be claimed by a registered person. The GST Act also disallows input tax in most cases on passenger-type vehicles, entertainment, and membership subscription. This is to eliminate private or domestic consumption and acquisitions.
What if I buy goods or services from suppliers that are situated outside Anguilla? How are they treated?
If you buy goods or services from suppliers outside of Anguilla, you will need to first determine if they are subject to GST. Goods and services are subject to GST on import if they are ordinarily subject to GST if supplied in Anguilla. For example, if a financial service is exempt from GST in Anguilla, it is also exempt from GST when imported. You must declare all importation of goods to customs and pay the GST due if the goods imported are taxable. Conversely, you must declare all importation of services to IRD and pay any GST due if the service imported is taxable.
How do I account for GST on my monthly return?
You declare your total output tax and input tax on your monthly GST return. All sales and purchases must be declared in the tax period in which they occurred. Your input tax is offset against your output tax. If your output tax exceeds your input tax, the difference is what you remit to the comptroller. However, if your input tax exceeds your output tax, you will be in excess credit position, which will be carried forward to the 3 consecutive tax periods. And if remaining excess credit at the end of the 3rd period exceeds $1,000, you may apply for a refund. You must file your GST return on or before the 20th of the following month or the next working day if the 20th falls on a weekend or public holiday. A tax calendar with the due dates can be viewed on the IRD website. Please note, you are required to file a nil return if you had no transaction in a given month.
Based on the explanation you just provided, when can I claim a refund of GST?
You may claim a refund if after the 3 consecutive tax periods, the remaining excess credit exceeds $1,000. If you choose not to claim a refund or the amount is less than $1,000, the excess credit will continue to be carried forward to the future GST returns. If you are likely to be in a refund position for an extended period, for example, if you are constructing a hotel, you can make a special case to the comptroller so that your refund claims may be approved and processed outside the normal processing period. It should be noted that the Comptroller may request documentation to support your refund claims, such as tax invoices, customs entries, and conduct investigations to verify your claim. Reduce your refund claim by any tax, levy, interest, or penalty owing for any of the taxes administered by the Inland Revenue Department.
This information is very helpful. Are there any other specific considerations for taxpayers or businesses in the short-term accommodation sector as Anguilla prepares for the implementation of GST?
For persons in business, I do have some tips that will help to prepare for the implementation of GST. The IRD recently launched our online portal. It is advisable that all existing businesses sign up on the IRD online portal by visiting services.gov.ai. Familiarize yourself with the GST Act and regulations. Register for GST. Remember, short-term accommodation providers are required to register regardless of the 300,000 registration threshold. Inform booking agents, industry partners, suppliers, and customers of the implementation of GST. And evaluate the need for changes to point of sale, booking, invoicing, billing, and accounting systems to capture GST calculations. These are just some pointers to assist the persons and businesses to assess their readiness for GST and to get prepared. There are also some transitional arrangements relating to the accommodation sector, and these have been addressed in detail in the GST Short-Term Accommodation Sector Guide, which can be also found on our website.
How will the IRD be helping businesses get prepared?
The IRD continues to publicize educational material on GST. In February 2022, the Inland Revenue Department launched its Taxpayer and Public Engagement Program. Since that time, we have been hosting ongoing consultations with the taxpayers and other stakeholders and engaging with the public. We will be issuing sector-specific guidance as well as instructional and tutorial videos to help persons prepare. In the second quarter of 2022, we will also be conducting advisory visits with individual prospective taxpayers and registering taxpayers for GST ahead of the implementation date. We will issue guidance in that regard shortly.
This has been a very interesting program, and you have provided some important information for the short-term accommodation sector. If I want to learn more, where do I go?
For more information, feel free to contact the Inland Revenue Department at gst@gov.ai or inlandrevenue@gov.ai. As indicated previously, the Inland Revenue Department website will be the main authoritative source for current information. Please visit our website at ird.gov.ai and our Facebook page at Anguilla IRD for the most current publications on GST.
Before we close for today, do you have any final words?
I would just like to remind our listeners that GST will be implemented in Anguilla on the 1st of July 2022 at a rate of 13%. It will be applied by most large businesses who sell goods and services over $300,000 in value each year. To help you prepare for GST, the IRD will continue to provide guidance. Prior to the GST implementation date, we will also be notifying you of important dates and requirements, especially for those of you who will be required to register for GST.
I would like to thank Destiny Ritchie, Taxpayer Services Officer from the Inland Revenue, for coming to speak to us today on GST as it relates to the short-term accommodation sector. This was a very informative program, and we are looking forward to hearing more in future programs. Thanks for listening. This was another edition of IRD for You, making you a priority. Join us next time to learn more about GST and the Inland Revenue Department.
IRD for You. Do you know what the Inland Revenue Department really does? What is this about compliance? Are you unsure about your taxes? Do you want to know more about GST? Well, IRD for You is your official information radio program providing all the answers you need about the government of Anguilla Inland Revenue Department. Tune in to Radio Anguilla every Wednesday at 4:05 p.m. to find out more. IRD for You, making you a priority.